Hello and welcome back to the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. We're so excited to have you with us for another episode of this exciting podcast. I'm Betsy.
I'm Tom.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Millie.
And we'll be your host today, bringing you all the latest news, interviews and special shout outs from around our amazing school.
A big warm welcome to our listeners, whether you're tuning in from home, in the car, or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you. Here's what's coming up in today's episode.
A round of all the latest school news, an exciting interview in our hot seat section, and of course, we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in Student Spotlight.
As we come to the end of another busy half term, we thank you for joining us for this episode. There are a lot of things that have been going on, and we are sure that everyone is ready for a good rest. We cannot wait to get started, so we'll begin as always with our breaking news section.
On Monday, the 27th of April, Year 4 had an amazing time at an overnight sleepover at school. The field became a hub for outdoor challenges and team activities, all led by the excellent outdoor people, credited instructors. A camp flag proudly flew on the school grounds, marking the occasion and setting the tone for our real adventure. Year 4 showed impressive courage with resilience throughout, from tracking new challenges to spending the night away from home in a familiar but transforming setting. Year 3, you're up next.
Mrs. Malgie's a baby. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of Karim Alam, who was born on Monday, 7th of April at 5:27 a.m. Please join us in sending all our love and best wishes to Mr. and Mrs. Malgie as they begin this wonderful new chapter.
On Thursday, 8th of May, we celebrated the 80th anniversary of VE Day. Year 6 started the day by leading a thoughtful assembly, sharing the significance of Victory in Europe Day and helping everyone reflect on the end of World War II in 1945. Mrs. Cotton and the kitchen team prepared a special picnic-style lunch which the children enjoyed in the hall, accompanied by wartime music playing in the background. The hall was beautifully decorated with bunting designed by the children themselves, adding a colourful and festive touch. The day ended on a joyful note as the whole school joined in singing a song about King George VI, who was the monarch at the time of the original victory celebrations. It was a wonderful day that brought the whole school community together, blending history, creativity and strong sense of togetherness.
Also on the 8th of May, our girls football team secured their place in the final after hard fought 1-0 victory in the semi-finals against Green Hill. The winning goal came from a superbly taken corner by Lucia, sealing a well-deserved win. It was a fantastic display of grit and determination and teamwork, with every player giving 100% from start to finish.
Last week, our incredible Year 6s took on the SATs. These national tests that all the Year 6 children take across the country every year are an important milestone in every child's education, and we are so proud of our Year 6 for the resilience and effort they showed. We wish them all the best as they await their results, and they more than deserve the exciting trip they took afterwards as well.
That's all for breaking news this week. Now on to our hot seat time.
This week in our hot seat, we are very excited to welcome some of our Year 4 children. They recently took part in a fantastic opportunity to have a sleepover at the school. As part of this adventure, they also had a visit from the outdoors people who led them through exciting challenges and activities. We welcome these Year 4s on now to share some of their experiences.
Hi guys, what are your names?
Alexander.
Thomas.
Neve.
What was your favourite part on the sleepover and why?
My favourite part of the sleepover was when we got to build dens in Forest School.
How did it feel to sleep at school instead of at home?
It was much louder because I had more people in the room than at home, and I couldn't get to sleep that well.
What was the most exciting or challenging activity you did with the outdoors people?
So the most exciting was probably the crash and carry, and then the most challenging was the one where you have to stack the blocks with ropes. Crash and carry is where there's a big green blanket that someone has to lay in, and then everyone else has to pick them up and move them up the hill, and then everyone does it, and they keep swapping every time.
If you could give one piece of advice to next year's Year 4 before their sleepover, what would it be?
To enjoy yourself and have fun. Did anything surprise you about the night, like how the school looks or how you felt sleeping there?
So it was much colder and we had like a flashing light on the roof, which was annoying me.
Can you describe a moment where you had to be really brave or work as a team?
So basically the ones where you have to start the blocks on again, and then the ones where you have to put the ball on the tower.
Thank you so much, guys, for coming on to the podcast and sharing your experience. We are so glad you enjoyed it, and we look forward to hearing about our next Year 4s having another great experience.
Each week, our Student Spotlight segment is a chance to give a shout out to any member of Team Lowcroft who has achieved something outside of school. If you would like something to be given a shout out, you can send a message on Seesaw via email or on a piece of paper to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
Congratulations to Ethan in Year 5, whose football team won their cup final on recent with a 4-3 win. Not only that, but Ethan scored a hat-trick.
Welcome to Thomas in Year 4, who won Man of the Match for one of his football team's recent matches. Keep it up.
Charlotte in Year 2 made quite a splash when she received her 15-metre swimming award recently. Well done, Charlotte.
Joshua in Year 4 has been busy recently. His football team, the Coyotes, won their final. Then the next day, another football team he plays for, the Cobras, also took home a trophy. And then his third team won a Champions League tournament. That's 3 trophies in one weekend. And he's also met Liverpool defender Andy Robertson. What an achievement.
A huge congratulations to Anais in Year 6, who has recently been selected for Manchester City Under-12s. Girls Academy to continue with them into the 2025-2026 session. She hasn't missed a game or training session all season, which has meant most weeks being in training or a match 6 days a week. What a great dedication. Also, a big well done to Mabel Alice in Year 2, who progressed to the semi-finals in her street dance competition and was awarded a bronze medal. Well done, Mabel Alice.
Frank in Year 5 has recently been ranked number 5 in the whole of Lancashire for under-10s tennis. We are very proud of him and look forward to hearing more future successes in this area. Keep it up.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. A few thank you to everyone who took part, our brilliant guests, our amazing students, and, of course, you, our listeners.
Before we go, at the end of each episode, we will be giving you a brain teaser to think about before our next episode. Last week's teaser was, I'm tall when I'm young, but shorter when I'm old. The answer was, of course, a candle. Well done if you got it.
Here is this week's teaser. What has a handle, hands but can't clap? I'll repeat that again. What has hands but can't clap? If you think you know the answer, you'll have to tune in next time to find out if you're right. Make sure to listen out for our next episode, which will be coming your way on Friday, 13th of June. We'll have even more exciting updates, fun interviews and special surprises.
We hope you have had a lovely half term, and we look forward to seeing you all back on Monday, the 2nd of June, for the last half term of this school year. Doesn't time fly? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Lowercroft Primary School podcast. Bye for now.